最近一连串嘅信息都系讲到出埃及入迦南。
There are many recent messages that tells us about leaving from Egypt and entering into the land of Canaan.
英儿弟兄喺五月最尾嘅礼拜嘅时候，同埋最近呢次信息，同埋潘仁弟兄嘅交通都系讲及呢个题目。
Our brother Simon and the last week of May, and also our brother Zach Poonen, have also shared on this topic.
所以我都有个负担，想同大家温习呢一段嘅故事。
So I too have a burden to share a little bit more on this topic.
今日要读嘅经文会多一啲，所以或者唔需要英文嘅翻译。
There are many passages we're going to go through in the Bible today. We might not need to translate into English.
所以读英文嘅，请你自己喺嘅英文圣经嗰度自己睇。我哋首先睇系民数记第十三章。
The first passage is in Numbers chapter 13.
第六节。
Verse 6.
系呢本即系教会公用嘅圣经系179页。
For the Chinese Bible, the church is page 179.
第六节，属犹大支派的有耶夫尼的儿子加勒，呢度就讲到摩西差派十二个探子去窥探嗰笪地方。
On this verse 6 here, it speaks of that Moses sent the 12 spies into the land of Canaan to spy on the land.
咁我哋就依家跳到去第十三章同一章，不过要卷过第二页。我哋由25节读到33节，读完第十三章。
And we'll keep on chapter 13, but we're going to start on verse 25 and end at verse 33.
过了四十天，他们窥探那地才回来，到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看，又告诉摩西说：我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。而住在那地的民强壮，城一日坚固宽大。并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人。三十节，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：我们立刻上去得那地，但我们足能得胜。但那些和他同去的人说：我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。探之中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人布恶信说：我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大，我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是巨人，他们是巨人的后裔，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。咁跟住十四章就讲到全个民众喺度大声呼喊，佢哋话要打死呢两个探子，就打死呢两个加勒同埋约书亚，并且要立一个领袖翻去埃及。
Now in chapter 14, after the verses we just read, the story goes on like this, that the multitude the people that left Egypt, they rebel against God, and they want to stone Joshua and Caleb.
咁我哋第十四章由第六节，我哋读完第十四节。
And also on 14 verse 6 to 14,
第六节，窥探地的人中，乱的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列全会众说：我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地，但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且任备他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。但全会众说：大声到打死他们二人。忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。我们跳六节至十节，我们跳到第二十三节尾。
We'll jump to verse 23.
凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见，唯独我的仆人加勒，因为他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进去他所经过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。这里就是讲到耶和华的荣光突然间在那个会幕出现，向就是严厉指责以色列人。
Now this few verses that we read that speaks of that the glory of God shine upon the tabernacle, and it was
严厉指责以色列人，跟住嗰段嘅圣经。
Okay, and the latter verses speaks that the Lord is angry at the people,
并且要罚佢哋喺旷野度行走四十年。
And their punishment was for them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
凡是20岁或者超过20岁的全部要死在旷野。
For those that are older, 20 or older, they would all perish in the wilderness.
要后一代，新的一代才能够可以见到那个应许之地。
Only the next generation would they be permitted to enter into the promised land.
只有两个人能够可以入去，就是加勒和约书亚。
Now only two individuals were permitted to enter that land, and those were Caleb and Joshua.
咁我哋跳到去跳到去约书亚记第14章，咁就系281页。
Then we jump to Joshua, chapter 14,
第14章。约书亚记第14章，我哋由6-14节。
And chapter 14, verse 6 to 14.
那时犹大人来到吉甲，见约书亚，有基尼洗族耶夫尼的儿子加勒，对约书亚说：耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话，你都知道了。耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁。我按着心意回报他，然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。当日摩西起誓说：你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他的应许使我存活了45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。看啊，我今天85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日所应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。于是约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业，所以希伯伦作了基尼洗族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。这段圣经和刚才我们在民数记所读的那段圣经相隔了45年。
Now this passage we just read, separated by 45 years from the passage we just read from Numbers.
期间所有20岁或者以上的全部都在这个旷野灭亡。
Everyone 20 and above were perished in the wilderness.
新的一代兴起。
A new generation has arisen up.
那么约书亚带领他们过这个约旦河。
Now Joshua brings them across the Jordan River.
那么用多五年的时间征服了很多的地方。
And within those 5 years, they conquer much land.
咁喺嗰个过程完结嘅时候，加勒再一次嚟到见约书亚。
So at the end of that journey, Caleb once again came and talked and see Joshua.
就系话我要神当日应许俾我个发地。
And he spoke to Joshua that I want to take the inheritance that the Lord has promised me.
加勒其实是一个很特别的人物。
Caleb is a very distinct individual.
他在40岁的时候就已经得到神的称赞。
He was honored by God when he was only 40 years old.
40歲，即係人生都未到一半嘅時候，佢已經得到神嘅稱讚。About
half into his lifetime, he already has received the honor from God.
並且神應許佢所去過嗰笪地方，神要親自將佢帶入去嗰塊地。And
God promised him that he would lead him into the promised land.
45年之久，佢冇忘記嗰塊地。
And 45 years, Caleb did not forget about the land.
他的心一直盯住那塊地。His
heart was focused on this promise of God.
他向神的祷告就是我要得那塊地。And
his prayer to God is that, yes, I need to gain this land.
其实当他得到神的应许的时候是40岁。
When he had received the promise from God, he was 40 years old.
但他要得那塊地是40年之后,45年之后。
But the promised land was to be 45 years later.
他沒有懷疑過,究竟我到85歲成為一個老人家的時候,我還有沒有力量去得那塊地。He
did not doubt that when he's 85, will he have the strength to fulfill that promise, to gain that land.
神應許過他要得那塊地,他就專心聽從,並且堅固相信神的應許。
Now, because God promised him that land, he firmly believed and he pursued after that promise.
記載約書亞的經文不是很多。
Now, there are not many passages that recorded what Joshua did.
記載加勒的事蹟的經文不是很多。
And also, the passages that recorded about Caleb, there were a few of them. In number.
是,亞伯拉罕大家都認識,聖經用了很多的篇幅去介紹亞伯拉罕給我們認識。
Now we all know about Abraham, there are many passages in the Bible about him.
雅各,我們又認識,聖經又用了很多的篇幅去講及雅各。
Also, Jacob, we know him a lot, and there are many Bible references of him as well.
大衛,又是聖經用了很多的篇幅講大衛。
And also, there's much information on David as well.
但是講及加勒呢,是很少的篇幅。
But for Caleb, there were only a few passages.
剛才我們讀過《民數記》和《約書亞記》已經大約是八九成所講及加勒的事蹟。
Now, what we just read in Numbers and Joshua, there are about 80 and 90% of everything that's spoken of Caleb in the Bible.
還有少少剩落的就是講到他找女婿。
Oh, there's a few more remaining verses that speaks of him looking for a son-in-law.
在約書亞記之後面和士師記都有記載。
And they're recorded in the latter portion of Joshua.
And Judges.
And Judges.
那好像神給加勒那一份呢, 是隱藏的一份。
Now it seems to us that what God promised Caleb is hidden.
但雖然是隱藏,是好像默默跟隨主, 但神不是因為他隱藏而忘記了加勒。
Even though it's seemingly hidden, but Caleb pursued after the Lord, after God consistently.
神仍然記得加勒。
And God remembers Caleb.
並且在稱讚他的時候,是公眾稱讚他。
And when God honored Caleb, he honored him publicly.
聖經沒有記載到加勒的出生,一直到40歲那段時間,任何的事蹟。
Now the Bible did not record the events that happened during Caleb's birth until he's 40 years old.
聖經也沒有記載到40歲至85歲期間的任何的事蹟。
And there's no recording on Caleb from his when he's 40 years to 85.
或者從85歲一直到他死,聖經也沒有記載任何的事蹟。
And there's no recording from when Caleb's 85 till his death.
聖經是記載了他在40歲發生一件大事,和85歲的時候發生一件大事。
Only recorded two great events, one during Caleb was 40 years old and the other when he's 85.
雖然聖經沒有記載到他40歲之前任何的事蹟,
Though there's no recording before Caleb was 40 years old,
但我有理由相信他在年轻的时候就已经认识神、经历神，并且追求爱主。
But I have a reason to believe that when he was young, he began to pursue after the Lord, and he knows God.
好似我哋用大卫做个例子。
We're going to use David as an example.
大卫曾经战胜哥利亚。
Now David triumphed over Goliath.
并且他作王四十年。
And he was king for 40 years.
但是他作王或者在他战胜哥利亚之前，他是做什么事做职业的呢？
But before he was king and before he had victory over Goliath, what kind of occupation was he in?
他是一个牧羊仔。
David was a shepherd.
他在小的时候就是做牧羊的工作。
When he was a kid, he was a shepherd.
但是在这个牧羊的过程，在旷野当中，他与神有亲密的交通。
But during this time, when he was shepherding, he had a close relationship with the Lord.
所以就在那个荒野的地方，他能够认识这位神。
So he came to understand and know this God.
并且因为他曾经，即是神亦都亲自将他自己启示给大卫认识。
And God revealed himself to David.
因此大卫能够在诗篇那里讲出很多的真理，在圣经其他读部分找不到的。
And now that's why David was able to write a lot of the Psalms, and they're not recorded anywhere else in the Bible.
大卫在那个牧羊的期间经历过神，并且真正认识神。
Now David experienced God during that period of time, and he knows God.
所以他有一次他曾经在战胜哥利亚的时候，他讲过一段的说话。
Now, when he won the battle over Goliath, he said this.
为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从其中衔一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。打起来要害我，我就抽着他的胡子，将他打死。
First Samuel 17 verse 34. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I ran out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him.
哇，这个后生仔真的很犀利哦。
Now this, this youth is really great.
如果有狮子有熊来的时候，我第一个走先。
Now if there's a lion or a bear coming after my sheep, I will be the first one to leave.
逃命啊。
I'll be fleeing away.
但他不是哦，他追这个狮子，追这个熊。
But not the case for David. He pursued after the lion and the bear.
并且如果他袭击他呢，他就绷住他的胡子打死他。
And he pulled their beard and he smoked them.
那狮子熊几大只？
Now when we look at a lion and a bear, they're pretty big.
非常之能力非常之大。
And they're very strong.
口几大个。
With a big mouth.
牙齿几尖利，嗰啲爪几尖利。
With sharp teeth and claws.
为什么大卫会不怕狮子不怕熊？
Now why is David that he's not afraid of the lion and the bear?
这里就很清楚说明他认识神的大能。
Now here it clearly states that he knows the great might of the God.
并且神的保守。
And that the Lord will keep him.
所以你知道这段时间他已经认识神，亲近神到一个如此的地步。
Now we can see that even at this stage of his life, he has this close relationship with God.
同埋佢有一样特别嘅地方。
And also he is has a distinct trait.
即系潘林曾经同我哋交通嘅时候讲过，如果有人讲及我哋儿女嘅坏话，我哋好唔欢喜。
Now Brother Zach Ponan has shared with us before that when somebody speaks badly of our kids, of our children, we will be displeased.
或者有人讲我哋嘅坏话，我哋好唔欢喜。
Or if others speak badly of us, we will be displeased.
但系当人讲及神嘅坏话，我哋无动于衷。
But when others speak badly of God, we seem to be unfazed.
而且石潘人曾经讲过，好多时候系我哋令到神唔得咗。得了一个臭名。
And Zach Poonen also pointed out that many times it's us that cause the name of the Lord to be disgraced.
但大卫就不是。
But David here is different.
他很憎恶人讲他所信的神的坏话。
He despised those who speak badly of God.
在第45节。
In verse 45,
我们是在撒母耳记上那里读，大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。
1 Samuel chapter 17:45, Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
他不抵得人家讲及这个神的坏话。
He despised those who speak poorly of God.
所以他来攻击这个哥利亚，就是凭着这个万军之耶和华的名，就是那个哥利亚怒骂这个名字。
And that's the reason why he went and he fought Goliath, because Goliath spoke badly of God.
靠着神的恩典，我读大学的时候用多些时间读主的话。
Due to the grace of the Lord, during my days in college, I was able to read more into the words of God.
我很感谢神的恩典在那个时候吸引我读主的话。
I want to thank his grace for attracting me to his words.
而那时读的话现在还记得很多。
Now, many of those words that I read, I continue to remember them this day.
所以一生到现在仍然受用不尽。
And up to this point of my life, they are great blessings to me.
因为我要读名校，所以功课很忙。
Because of the school I attended, there were much homework.
但是我仍然可以完成一个在慕迪圣经学院的课程。Moody Bible Institute.
But I was able to finish a Bible course in the Moody University.
Moody Bible Institute.
Moody Bible Institute.
并且如果读在住过 New York, 你知道我们个个都要搭那些叫做 subway.
Now I spent some time in New York and we all take the subway when we were there.
所以凡是翻学、放学、翻工、放工、出街，都是要搭 subway。
So when going to school, going to work, we all take the subway.
咁喺 subway 嘅时候，我就带住本细嘅新约圣经喺嗰度读。
So on the subway, I will have a small Bible of the New Testament, and I will read it.
咁啊，将个新约圣经由头至尾读过几次。
So I read through the New Testament a few times.
所以我觉得在年轻的时候你都跟随主是很重要。
So I truly feel that when we are in our younger days, it's very important to us to follow the Lord.
我是过来人，我知道人生只能够年轻一次而已。
I have lived through that, so I know that we're only young once.
如果我们荒废那个时日，不认真落功夫读神的话，你将来会后悔。
Now,if we have wasted this time and we do not spend time on God's words, we will feel sorry afterwards.
大卫如果不能够在那段时间认识神、经历神的时候，他不可能会打胜哥利亚。
Now, if David did not spend time with God and did not know God, he cannot win the battle against Goliath.
如果你在年轻的时候不用心机读神的话，经历神、认识神，神不能够用你。
Now, if you in your younger days do not read the word of the Lord and know Him and experience Him, God cannot use you.
如果加勒在40岁之前不是这样来追求神、认识神， 佢就不能喺四十岁嘅时候得到神嘅称赞。
Now Caleb, if he was not in such a manner pursue after the Lord before he was 40 years old, he cannot receive the honor from God when he's 40.
其实佢唔系盲咗眼，佢一样见到嗰啲加勒嗰啲亚纳族人系巨人。
Now Caleb was not blind. He can also see that the tribes of the Anak people, they were giants.
如果圣经冇记载嗰啲亚纳族人几高，但系从哥利亚记载咧，嗰啲巨人十尺高。
Now the Bible did not tell us how tall the Anak people are, but from Goliath example, we can see that they are around 10 feet tall. So,
冇得打嘅真系。
It's impossible to fight against them.
并且佢哋个城墙非常之坚固。
And they have fortified city walls.
但系佢唔单止见到亚纳人，唔单止见到城墙坚固，佢仲见到神。
Now Caleb, not only did he only see the fortified walls and the Anak people, he also saw God.
并且佢认识呢位神比任何嘅巨人更加强、更加大。
And he knows this God he believes in is stronger than any of the Anak people.
其实亚纳族人原本唔系住嗰笪地方嘅。
Now originally the tribe of the Anak people they did not live there.
但系呢块地实在太靓，圣经讲极美之地，所以佢哋抢咗块地嚟住。
Now this land is a land flowing with milk and honey. It's a great land, so they went and they conquered the land.
咁为咗防止以后再有人嚟抢佢嗰块地咧，或者喺呢块地上打主意。
So to prevent other people from coming in and taking the land,
佢哋起咗一个非常之坚固嘅城墙。
They built walls around the city and they fortified the walls.
并且咧将佢起得好高。
And they built the walls to such a height, it's very difficult for anybody to So this is a very good defense position, so others will be very hard pressed to conquer them. And these 10 feet tall people, they were difficult to fight against.
所以在生命记第九章那里讲到当时的人都知道没人能够在亚纳族人面前站立得住。
So in chapter 9 of Deuteronomy, those people at the time know that there's none that can stand up against these Anak people.
你去亚纳族是等于送死。
If you fight war against them, that means to sell your life away.
加勒都听到。
Now Caleb also knows this.
但是他知道他认识这位神比任何的巨人更加强更加大。
But he also knows that God, the God he believes in, is stronger than any of these people.
这个日子以来我有一个体会。
Now these couple of days I have this understanding.
这个真正认识神的神是自然会爱神。
Now for one that loves the Lord,
一个真正认识神的人会自然然爱神。
Now the one who truly knows God, he will love him.
并且一个越是认识神的人他会越爱神。
And for you to know God more, you will love him more.
我们认不认识我们的神呢？
Now do we know our God?
有一个人叫做 Richard Harveston, 他曾经问过一班基督徒。
Now, there's an individual called Richard Harveston, and he asked a group of Christians,
请你将你所信的神介绍给我认识。
Can you tell me what the God you believe in is like?
那么那班人支支吾吾那么讲一些那里讲一些，就是一针见血，他们根本就不认识他们所信的神是怎样一位神。
Now, this group of Christians, they mumble a little bit and there's a few murmuring, but we can see that they do not know who God is.
他们根本就不认识他们所信的神。我们是否认识我们所信的神？
Now, they do not know the God that they believe in, who he is. Do we know who God is?
如果我问你，可不可以形容一下我们所信的神是怎样的一位神？ 你会点样回答？
Now if I were to ask you, can you describe to me who this God that you believe in is like?
有一个小女女在学校那里画画。
And there was this little girl painting a picture in school.
那个老师就问她 ,Sweetie, 你画什么啊？
And the teacher asked her, Sweetie, what are you painting?
那个小女女说我画着神。
And the young girl answered and said, I am painting God.
那个老师说但没人知道神是怎么样的哦。
Now the teacher then answered, there's no one that has seen God before.
那个小女女就坐得很直。
And the little,
眼对眼打她的老师。
And the young girl sit up straight and look into the eyes of the teacher.
当我画完之后，所有人都知道神是怎么样。
And she said, when I'm finished with the picture, everyone will know what God looks like.
我们是否认识我们的神是怎么样？
Now do we know who our God that we believe in looks like?
有人说神一个很显著的特点是圣洁。
Now there is a distinct point, trait of God, and that is there's a defining trait of God, and that is holiness.
在以赛亚书那里讲到圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Now in the book of Isaiah, it speaks that God is holy, holy, and holy.
你知道中文和英文呢有一个标点符号叫做感叹号。
Now in English and Chinese, we have an exclamation point.
那个就是当我们要加重语气或者强调一样东西的时候，我们用这个感叹号一动一点。
Now that exclamation point is used when we want to emphasize a certain point.
那在伯来文就没有这个标点符号。
And however, in Hebrews, we don't have, they don't have this symbol.
咁佢哋點樣可以加重語氣或者強調一件事情呢
？Now how do they emphasize the point then？
就係重複。
And then to repeat it。
聖哉一個聖哉唔夠，要加一個另外一個聖哉。
Holy not enough, so they add another word after it, another holy。
當希伯來文重複三次嘅時候，就話已經加重到語氣到一個極限。
Now when they repeat。The word holy three times, that means it's the strongest emphasis possible.
那裡就說聖哉聖哉聖哉三次。
Holy, 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 three times.
或者其實在中文應該可以改成聖潔聖潔聖潔。但是這個就是神那個特別的特點。
Now this is the distinct trait of God.
而且因為祂是聖潔的緣故，任何事物离开任何的人事物离开神就是罪。
Now because of this holiness, any man, any event, any thing that depart from this holiness is sin.
离开神。
When they depart from God, it's sin.
并且因为是神是圣洁，所以他忌邪的神。
Now because God is holy, he's one that despises evil. He's a jealous God.
我哋唔能够喺神之外，另外仲有一位神。
We cannot have any other God besides God。
保罗曾经同哥林多教会嘅人讲：，我曾经将你哋许配俾基督，如同童贞女许配俾基督。
Now Paul has speaking to the church of Corinthians that I have offered you as virgins to Christ。
所以如果喺基督以外，我哋仲有一位主咧？我哋就唔系童贞女，系淫妇。
So if outside of Christ we have another Lord, that means we're not virgins and we're adulterous people.
有一个人就话，因为神系圣洁，所以我哋要绝对嘅服从。
And there's a saying that because God is holy, we need to obey Him completely.
我哋好多时都怕人哋唔欢喜我哋。
Now many times we are afraid that others will not like us.
我们也都怕人家不欢迎我们。
We are afraid that we are unpopular, that others will not welcome us.
但我们有没有怕神不欢喜我们？
But do we fear that God will be displeased with us?
我们时时都想方法叫人家喜欢我们多一点。
Many times we will think of ways for others to like us more.
但我们有没有动过心思叫神喜悦我们多一点？
Now, have we spent time and effort so that God will be pleased with us?
我们怎能够圣洁呢？
How can we be holy?
诗篇119篇那里说， 我将你的话藏在心里， 免得我得罪你。
Now, Psalms 119 says this, that thy word have I hid in my heart, lest I sin against thee.
当日亚伦做大祭司， 神晓谕摩西为亚伦做个冠冕。
Now, when Aaron was the high priest, God asked Moses to make a crown.
并且在冠冕前面有个牌写着归耶和华为圣。
And on this crown, there was a message saying that Okay. And on this crown, there's a writing saying that holiness to the Lord.
圣洁一个层次的意思就是分别为圣。
Holiness, there's
another shade of meaning.
Okay, another way of saying it is to be separated.
就是归耶和华为圣。
Separated for God.
意思就是当这个亚伦戴着这顶帽的冠冕的时候， 就是这个全个人的灵魂体都是分别出来侍奉神。
So that when Aaron wears this crown, that means he is separated for God, and his whole spirit, mind, and body is to be used to serve God.
我们全个人的灵魂体是不是我们侍奉神呢？
Now for us, it's our spirit, our mind, and our body used to for His service.
我们在世界追求很多的东西。
Now we have many things to seek after in this world.
我们追求我们的事业成功。
We pursue after success, careers.
我们追求赚多些钱。
We desire to earn more money.
我们追求读一多个学位。
We desire to study and get another degree.
我们追求我们的抱负。 追求我们的梦想，
and we would seek after our goals and aspirations.
很多东西挤在我们的心里头，霸占了我们的心。
Now, many things are crowded into our hearts.
这挤涌到一个地步，本来主耶稣在我们心里头都被挤了出去。
It's crowded to such a degree that Jesus himself sometimes is crowded out of our heart.
但圣经教导我们要以基督的心为心，腓立比书。
But the Bible tells us, teaches us that we should have the heart, the heart desire of the mindset of Christ.
在腓立比书里讲到，基督的心是要神得荣耀。
Now in the Philippians, it speaks that God's desire is for Christ to gain the glory.
For God to gain the glory.
For God to gain the glory.
那我们,
Christ's desire is for God to gain the glory.
那我们是不是跟基督的心一样，要神得荣耀呢？
And for us, do we have that same desire?
我们有多少人真的明白神的心肠？
Now, how many of us truly knows God's desire?
归耶和华为圣就是一个追求神、爱神，并且要神的旨意得以成就。归耶和华为圣，separated to God，系要追求神、爱神，并且要神嘅旨意得以成就。
Is to pursue after God, to know Him, and to let
His heart desire to be accomplished.
And to allow his heart's desire to be accomplished.
并且愿意付代价， 叫人, 叫神嘅旨意喺我呢个人身上面通行无阻。
And to willing to be willing to pay the price and to let allow the Lord's will to carry out on us.
加勒同约书亚佢哋面对六十万嘅男丁。
Now Caleb and Joshua faces 600,000 of Israelites.
如果完全系你同埋我面对嗰六十万嘅男丁，你点会点样样嚟站立咧
？Now if it was you and I in that place facing the 600,000 Israelites, what kind of decision will you make？
佢哋系要付代价。
Now they need to pay a price。
佢哋会受凌辱，会感觉到孤单。
They will be humiliated and they will feel lonely.
但神在哪里，跟从神的人亦都需要在哪里。
But where God is, those who follow after Him need to be there also.
神不在哪里，跟从神的人也不在哪里。
Now where God is not, those who follow Him shouldn't be there as well.
很多人都认识郭培里。
Many of us know Billy Graham.
他的太太在6月14日回了天家。
Now his wife
went home
on June 14th.
享年87岁。
She was 87.
即是一个月，大约一个月多一点以前。他的名字叫做 Ruth Graham.
That was about a month ago and her name was Ruth Graham.
如果我哋话神嘅最显著嘅特征系圣洁嘅话，咁呢个 Ruth Graham 最显著嘅特征系佢爱慕神、读神嘅话，并且遵行神嘅话。
Now, if we say that the defining trait of God is His holiness, we can say that the defining trait of this Ruth Graham is that she is someone that loves to read the Word of God.
同埋遵行神嘅话
，and to obey the word of God。
佢系一对到中国宣教士嘅女。
She is a daughter of a missionary into China。
所以佢喺中国出世，喺中国长大。
So she was born in China and she grew up in China。
喺佢一次出街嘅时候，佢见到一个路牌。
So one time when she was going out to do something, she saw a sign。
在美国在个路牌，因为那度嗰段有个建筑一条 highway， 建咗个高速公路嗰个路段。
It happens that there was construction going on and they were building a highway。
咁嗰个牌写住建筑完成，多谢大家忍耐。
Now what's written on the sign is this verse: "End of construction. Thank you for your patience."
他说我很喜欢这个牌，将来交大人在他墓碑上面刻上这几个字。
Now she really liked this message, and she wants that the message to be written on a tombstone when she goes home.
意思就是说神创建造我这个生命到此大功告成，所以我能够很欢然地去见主。
Now the meaning is that what the Lord desired to accomplish in my life has been completed. Now I can rejoice and go back to Him.
如果到我哋人生终结嘅时候，我哋可唔可以同 Ruth Graham 一样咁嘅见证神话？喺神喺我身上边嘅旨意已经成就，大功告成，我能够欢迎去见主。
Now when our time comes.Can we be like Ruth Graham that we can say, yes, the work, the God's work for me is done, then I can go back and see Him.
在他的丧事礼拜，一个牧师说过，如果你是只是认识 Ruth Graham 是一个伟大的女人，你完全误解了她人生最特别的一点。
Now in the service that followed, a pastor mentioned that if all you know about Ruth,
If
you're here today and say that Ruth Graham was a great woman, you have missed the point of her life.
Ruth Graham 之所以成为伟大嘅女人，系因为佢有一个伟大嘅救主，并且佢热切爱慕呢位耶稣基督。
Because Ruth Graham was a quick woman, because she has a great Savior and a quick love for Jesus Christ.
当有一日盖棺定论嘅时候，人会俾我哋一咩嘅评价，或者神喺会俾我哋咩嘅评价？
Now when one day when we pass away, and what kind of commentary will be on our tombstone?
嗰班以色列人，头先我哋读过嗰班嘢，全部都系得救嘅。
Now the 600,000 Israelites, they were also saved.
佢哋亲脚肉行干地过红海。
They have walked across the Red Sea.
你知道？海是一个很阔的地方，我不知道圣经没有记载，我们不知道他们用了多少个时日时、多少个钟头才行得完这个红海。
Now we know that the Red Sea is quite large, and even though the Bible did not record how much time they spent crossing the Red Sea,
他们每一步行的时候都是干地。
But each step of the way, they walked on dry land.
并且他们日间有云柱，夜间有火柱。
And in the daytime, they have a pillar of cloud to lead them, and at the nighttime, a pillar of fire.
好难想象嗰班以色列人经过啲咁大嘅事嘅时候，竟然违背神，话要立一个领袖翻返埃及。
Now it's hard to imagine that these Israelites that have experienced such great miracle from God that they want to rebel against Him. And to nominate another leader to bring them back into Egypt. We likewise are saved.
我们会不会好像以色列人重复他们的覆辙?
Will we be like the Israelites repeating their mistake?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要好小心。
So brothers and sisters, we must take heed.
那班以色列人只需要神的应许得到这块地，但他不要神。
Now those Israelites, they desire the promise, the blessing from God, but they do not want God.
他们也都不需要去认识神。
They don't even need to know God.
他们对神的事不闻不问。
The matter of the Lord for them is out of mind and out of sight.
会不会这个就是今日很多信主的人的光景？
Now is that the condition for many believers today?
我们对主的事不闻不问。
That the matters of the Lord is out of mind and out of sight.
在民数记十四章那里讲到加勒有一个特别另一个心智。
Now in Numbers, it speaks that Caleb has a different spirit within him.
咁乜嘢叫做有一个另外一个心智呢？
Now what does it mean to be with a different spirit?
我自己认识下，另外一个心智就系话我唔跟从撒旦嘅计谋，唔上佢嘅当。
Now this is my own understanding. This separate spirit is to not to fall into the scheme of Satan.
你知道人嘅堕落就因为人中咗撒旦嘅当。
Now we know that man has fallen because he has fallen into the scheme of Satan.
另一个心智就是我哋唔睇人，唔睇环境，单单睇神。
Now the other aspect of looking at this is that we do not look at our surroundings. The things that happen to us, but only focus on God.
另一个心智专一跟从神，认识神。
And that is to follow Him with a single mind.
另一个心智就是坚定相信神的话，并且要神的旨意成就。
And to firmly believe in God's word, trusting that His will be done.
在四十岁的时候，神称赞加勒话：唯独我嘅仆人加勒，因佢另有一个心智，专一跟从我。
Now when Caleb was 40, God honored him, that he is the one that has a single-minded heart to follow after him.
喺85岁嘅时候， 神又话，因为佢专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
When Caleb was 85, God also honored him. That Caleb is the one that continued to follow after him.
呢句说话喺约书亚记十四章出现咗三次。
Now this this verse appears three times in Joshua.
Joshua
14. In Joshua
14. 第一次系加勒自己嘅见证。
Now the first time is the personal testimony of Caleb.
第二次系摩西对佢嘅印证。
The second time is Moses' confirmation.
第三次系神对佢印证。
And the third time is God's confirmation.
因为佢专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
Because Caleb followed after God single-mindedly.
佢四十岁嘅时候得到神嘅称赞，八十五岁同样得到神嘅称赞。
When he was 40 years old, he was honored by God. Likewise, when he was 85, he was also honored by God.
好，这个人的人生实在美好。
Now, this individual has a very blessed life.
我好羡慕这个人生。
I admire him greatly.
加勒的一生将神的丰富和荣耀彰显得一点都没有遗漏。
Now, the life of Caleb was manifested by God and used by God greatly.
他四十岁的时候，神话他有专一的心，你一个心志专一跟从我。八十五岁那里说，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
When he was 40 years old, God honored him, saying that he has a single heart for the Lord, for God. And even when he was 85, God continued to honor him because he kept his single heart, single mind.
由始至终他专一跟从神。
From the beginning to the end, he followed after God.
我们很多时跟从神一朝一夜就没了。
Many times when we follow after God, it's maybe a day, and then that's it.
但是加勒跟从神，专一跟从神，由始至终没改变过。
But for Caleb, he followed after God and did not change.
我好羡慕这个人生。
I,
而且这个人生叫神的心得到舒畅。
I really admire this, this way of living before God, and this way God's will can be manifested on this individual.
其实不是单单，其实那班以色列人，神不是要只是一个加勒，他是愿意所有六十万的男丁都是像加勒一样。
Now what's in God's heart is that he desires that not only Caleb and Joshua have a single mind for him, but also the 600,000 individuals there as well.
好可惜在那个时代神只可以找到一个加勒，唯独我的仆人加勒。
Regrettably, during that time, he could only find Caleb.
你可以想象神那个失望。
Well, we can imagine how disappointed that God is, was.
你都可以想象神是极其伤心。
And how sad that God was.
很多时候我们听到人，哦，我没什么野心的，我没什么要求的，我又不需要奖赏，又不需要冠冕。
Many times you can hear ourselves saying that, oh, it's okay, I don't need any crown, I don't need any reward or prize. I'm okay as it is.
如果我上到天堂扫地，我已经很满足，很满足了。
Now that even when I sweep the floor when I am in heaven, I'll be quite satisfied.
是没错，你满足，但神不满足。
Yes, maybe you are satisfied, but God is not satisfied.
神的旨意不是要我们扫地，神的旨意是要我们得奖赏，得冠冕。
Now, God's desire is not for us to sweep the floor in heaven, but for us to gain the crown and gain the prize.
我们有多少人正以基督的心为心，体贴神的心肠肺腑。
Now, how many of us has the heart of Christ and
understand the heart desire of God?
And understand the heart's desire of God.
大家知唔知道神拯救的目的是什么？
Now, do we know why God saved us?
那你说叫我们可以做得赦免上天堂。
So that our sins can be forgiven and we can go to heaven.
啊，呢句说话一句都冇错。
Now this is there's no fault in this saying.
完全正确，但系呢个唔系神拯救我哋嘅目的。
Now that's true, but this is not the purpose that God saved us.
好老早，好老早，几千年前，神已经向法老宣明，让我嘅百姓去，唔系去得自由，唔系去追求佢哋嘅梦想，唔系令让个百姓去可以唔再受你嘅管辖。
Now, many thousands of years ago in Egypt, when Moses told the Pharaoh to let my people go, it's not for them to go seek after their freedom, to seek after their aspirations.
用我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they may serve me.
这个就是神拯救的目的。
That is the why God saved us.
所以我们每一个都应该侍奉神的。
So each one of us should serve him.
无论是青年、成年、老年，我们都是应该侍奉神。
No matter if we're young, we're middle age, we're old, we should come and serve God.
不是说我们少了奖赏就算数。
Not that it's okay for us to not gain the reward.
不是说我们罪得赦免上天堂就够了。
Not that is saying that, oh, our sins are forgiven and we could go to heaven, that's enough.
但神的旨意是要我们得奖赏、得冠冕。
But God's desire is for us to gain the crown and gain the reward.
自己放弃就中了神，就中了魔鬼的诡计。
Now, if we give up ourselves, we fall into the schemes of Satan.
并且辜负了神拯救我们的恩典。
And we have fallen short of the saving grace of our God.
并且叫神伤心。
And will cause his heart to be saddened.
我们这班被主的血所洗干净救赎的人。
Now, us who are saved by the precious blood of our Lord,
我们怎能够叫神失望呢?
How can we cause our Lord's hearts to be disappointed?
我们怎敢叫神伤心?
Now, how dare we cause his heart to be disappointed?
我们一起祈祷。
Let us bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们愿意来跟随你。
Lord, we desire to follow you.
因为我们都是用重价所买赎回来的人。
For we are purchased with a high price.
我们愿意跟从学习从加勒身上边学习点样嚟得讨你嘅喜悦。
And from Caleb, we desire to learn how to be pleasing to you.
佢整个人生由始至终专一跟随你。
And throughout his lifetime, he is an individual that followed wholeheartedly after you.
但愿你亦都将呢一个嘅心愿放喺我哋每一个人嘅心里头。
May you also place this burden in each one of our hearts.
叫我们一个余剩的时间，无论是我们年轻的时间，在成年的时候，或者老年的时候。
So whatever time that we have remained, either in our youth, in our middle days, or in our older days,
我们都好像加勒一样，专心跟从你。
We can be like Caleb to follow you wholeheartedly.
求你将这些话长久地放在弟兄姊妹的心中。
We ask that you place these words into each one of our hearts.
叫你自己的名字得荣耀
，so that your name may be glorified.
我哋祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.